10 minutes running on the clock for the Countdown Show this week on the Countdown to Tech Ed Europe. Once again, I'm Mark DeFalco, at Mark DeFalco on Twitter. With me today
is Arthur Yasinski, and it's Arthur YA on the Twitter network there. And
on the Twitter sphere. Don't forget, at Tech Ed Europe, at Tech Ed underscore Europe, is our official Twitter account for this conference.
And the website?
The website is europe.msteched.com.
All right. And you gave me some time today, or will give me some time today, to go into a lot of cool content stats, but...
Yeah, so we want to talk about a couple announcements. Let's get the basics down as usual. June 25th through 29th in Amsterdam. This summer should be absolutely beautiful to be out there. I'm excited to be my first time out in the Netherlands. So
it's my first time too, and it's worth kind of clarifying that the 25th is the day we'll do our pre-conferences.
Yes.
So we have 9 pre-conference sessions. They are actually filling up quite fast. So if people are interested, if they're still kind of deciding whether or not they want to get in or not, it's probably a good time to book it. Mm-hmm. So that's the 25th. The 26th through the 29th will be the core Tech Ed Europe conference days.
It's the 4 days of the full show. A rough agenda is already up to give you a kind of feel, make your travel plans for it. You brought up the pre-conference seminars because Arthur is in charge basically of our entire content team, and specifically one of the announcements we made this week was around our keynotes.
Yeah, so I actually wear 2 hats in this space. One, I do work with a lot of the content planning teams to make sure that we are delivering that technical event and that kind of education event that people expect from TechEd. The other dimension, and we'll cover a little bit at the latter half, is around the event itself, some mm-hmm. of the logistics, some of the planning, the marketing. So it's kind of a fun mix. The thing I am really, though, jazzed about is the content. Mm-hmm. And some stats that I was just doing in prep for this that are worth sharing that I think a lot of people don't realize is that this content planning team is the same team that plans TechEd North America. Mm-hmm. So we've started this process, you know, all the way back to November of 2011. So we went out and we asked people for what type of topics or sessions would you like to hear from. We did what we call a call for submissions. We got over 2,000, you know, submissions of people wanting materials covered, content. And the nice thing of what makes us kind of feel like we are delivering that promise of that mm-hmm. technical education is over 75% of those came from external to Microsoft.
So external, you mean, are these people that are, I'm assuming, industry experts, previous Tech Ed speakers?
Attendees, people that are just interested.
Even attendees.
Want to know what we can cover. So we take that and we have, representation from all the different product groups, different events, different locales, and we kind of work to get that down. And so this year, I think people know we've got over 300 sessions planned for Tech Ed Europe.
Yes.
Now, if the people go on the website right now and start counting, they're probably not going to see 300, but that's kind of by design.
Because you have to save some, right?
You've got it. There's some that will...
There's got to be some teasing.
We'll have some that are tied to other product announcements mm-hmm. or kind of, you know, just normal disclosure. And there's some that we will truly hold right until the week of or the day of
Absolutely.
The events. So, you know, but I think there's over 200 and some out there already. So that idea of people can go look, get a sense of what they want, absolutely build their little agenda. And down later on in the month of April, I think near this latter half of April, we'll release our session builder.
Yes, absolutely. And that'll include rooms and times, and you'll be able to go ahead and build your preliminary schedule. It'll, not to say things won't change.
Right.
They will try not to.
And it's not like a registration where you're locked into the session.
That's a very good point. Right. Yeah, no, you're not reserving a space. It works both ways. You don't need to go and sign up. This is merely a convenience thing. But if you do sign up, you're not reserving a spot. So while occasionally rooms fill up, some of the more popular ones, I bet you, I don't know off the top of my head. But
you actually touched on a good point. What we actually use that tool for from our end is we try to do the capacity planning.
Yes.
So if people are really interested in session one, let's say you're speaking at a session,
sure.
and everyone wants to go see that one, we'll take that feedback and input and try to set you in a big enough room.
Mm-hmm.
For your case, probably the keynote room or something
like
that. But we do really want to make sure that people are kind of going to sessions that, you know, it's a good experience, so they're not crammed into a mm-hmm. room. Also, we try to make sure that some of the topics that we know are going to be related will be in the same general area, because there's a lot of intelligence and science that goes into putting an event like this on. And, you know, in doing the stats for this, I was amazed at how much event experience this team has. So
mm-hmm.
just even the core group of the 6 or 8 people, there's over 100 years of event planning experience behind the scenes
yeah.
here. So we do try to make it a really good kind of, you know, fun, informative, you know, I'll say, you know, upbeat experience for everyone, because that's a lot of material to absorb. It's a lot coming at you. We want you to kind of be in the best mood and the best kind of mode to absorb it all.
Yeah, and one of those things about getting people in the right atmosphere to actually, you know, to facilitate everyone learning the most they can from the event, we take a lot of feedback into account. I mean, for example, Bags was one. We were talking about some of their feedback earlier. One of them was more opportunities to have fun with your fellow countrymen.
Right. And so,
which is just another aspect of networking along the entire event.
And so along that lines, like, we can share some stuff, but more will still come. We absolutely have four kind of evening events where we think a lot of people are going to be able to interact, not only with their countrymen, but maybe other Microsoft people or industry experts. So on the first day, the Monday, we're planning that movie, the special
screening. Control is complete.
The special screening there. Tuesday will be our standard kind of welcome reception where, you know, that's the day everyone's there. It's first day, so we'll have that. Wednesday evening is a delegate party.
The delegate party,
and
yes.
We'll tease a little bit more, but again, not going to give a lot there. And then the Thursday is always kind of a very popular Ask the Experts,
yes.
Where you really get to sit down, roll up your sleeves. You've absorbed 3.5 days of content. Now you probably have a lot of questions. And with the speakers and kind of their backgrounds, it's a great forum to let them interact with the customers directly. It's a highlight typically for most people, and we'll make sure that's there on Thursday.
Yeah. And we've actually played with, we experiment almost every event, and Ask the Experts is one of those that we've moved earlier, later. And you're exactly right there. I think what we found is that later in the week, you have the time to actually have all these topics. You may not have gotten into Q&A. Maybe you heard something in one session and missed another one due to a conflict. And now you have that chance to go and ask that one-on-one time. Or maybe you learned something Tuesday, coded a little in your hotel room on Wednesday, and then Thursday you have some question. You know, why doesn't this API work the same
but
way?
I don't think they're going to be coding a lot on Wednesday night.
No,
because
not on Wednesday.
That's the night of the delegate party. And so we're actually trying to make sure, without, again, sharing too much, that we know the Euro Cup is going on. And so we're trying to make sure that our planning for the party and all that allows people still to experience and take in the Euro Cup. I know there's a lot of people who are very passionate about their football. We want to make sure that the party and what we do for them actually complements that. Now, one of the things that we did get the feedback loud and clear was that country kind of association. In the past, I think they used to do country drinks.
Yes.
We will probably find some way to work that in. And I think that would be a great way. Last I checked, we have like 68 countries represented at Tech at Europe. Some even like Canada.
So far, I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
By the time I think, you know, this even probably hits the web, this is probably up to 70. And by the time the conference comes, it'll even be higher.
We're counting on you, Antarctica.
Exactly. We've got to get the whole globe represented. But I think that kind of is a good representation of how serious we take this event too.
Absolutely.
It is where we put a lot of effort. That content planning, again, we really do try to do the best job making sure the 300 sessions we put on or 300 plus sessions we put on are the best sessions with the best speakers. You know, I encourage people to go and continue to go to the europe.msteched website because you'll see that list of sessions evolve as the abstracts get updated, as the speakers get updated. A lot of cool stuff coming. So
yeah, a lot more announcements to come.
Yeah, I the show will be busy, I can tell you that. I know that the regular cadence is going to keep it going. There will be announcements in terms of what people can expect in terms of more details, the session builder and all that stuff, as well as I think just some of the product things that we're going to do as Microsoft naturally, you'll start to see that tie-in. And people, I think, will get a really good return on their investment for going to Tech at Europe.
Absolutely.
So, you know, all that. And again, look at all the, you know, we've got a bag, we've got the local culture.
They're the ambiance. You know, we may add and tweak items on the desk. It's subtle hints.
Yeah.
Subtle
hints. And one of the other things too, and this goes back to the intro, and we share our information on how you can get a hold of us on Twitter or, you know, on the website. We have the attendee directory. And so we announced that last week. And I think as last check, we've got over 1,300 people in the attendee directory. So if you're interested in finding ways to connect with other attendees, first of all, make sure you're in it if you want. It's an opt-in, you know, system, so you have to make sure you're okay with it.
Yep.
But share your information, what kind of contact details you want. And then if you're looking for a meetup to find out who else is interested in, I don't know, football, hockey, you know, C++, Visual Basic, that's a great forum to do that. So you don't just have to rely on us as the kind of tech ed team, but you can go make your own kind of connections.
Yeah, real quick, you opt in during registration. If you didn't, you can always go back to your registration profile and opt back in or edit and add information. And you can go ahead and pick what you want. If you don't want to put any contact information, but you want to put up a picture and a name, You could do that. You could put up contact information and everything else that you like as well.
I think you've got all my contact info there, as well as you'll learn that I'm a VB guy as well as a hockey fanatic. So feel free to look me up. I should be walking around somewhere there. The other things, too, is there's going to be a ton more stuff that we'll share details around the Partner Expo, the tech floor there. I think we've got like something like 100-plus partners that will be there on site. Obviously, a lot of our sponsors are listed on the website, but there's going to be so much more to come. That worked out. So much more to come.